AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An hour after a curfew began tonight in Baltimore, a few folks were still in the streets.
On the second night of Baltimore's 10 p.m. curfew at the contentious corner of North and Penn, there are fewer people than there were on the first, refusing to obey. But where the first night produced a mixture of the curious and the defiant, this time it's just the defiant, along with reporters watching to see what they and the police will do. Rows of riot-equipped police stand at either end of the intersection. A police helicopter circles above, shining a light down, occasionally broadcasting an announcement urging people to leave. The Congressman Elijah Cummings walked through the neighborhood with a bullhorn, issuing the same message: people need to go home. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
That's the same message that the superintendent of Maryland State Police is broadcasting.
Please, you know, observe the curfew. You know, go home. You know, it is not our desire to arrest everybody or anybody. You know, please listen to the time. Go home.
NYPD had its hands full tonight as hundreds of protesters took to the streets to also demonstrate against black men dying in police custody.
This is the New York City Police Department. Please be advised that pedestrians are not permitted to walk in the street or roadway. Pedestrians are also prohibited from obstructing sidewalks. Groups of pedestrians utilizing the sidewalk must ensure that sufficient space is available for use by other pedestrians. If you unlawfully obstruct pedestrian traffic or walk in the street or roadway, you may be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct, a violation of New York State penal law.
Police have made dozens of arrests. A few dozen demonstrators took to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri tonight. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made an announcement during an AP interview tonight.
I am running for president.
This is AP Radio News. A new poll shows a nuanced view on religious liberty and gay rights.
More than half of those asked in an AP GFK poll think it is more important for the government to protect religious liberties than protect the rights of gays and lesbians. Less than half think most business owners should be allowed to refuse service on religious grounds. On marriage, just under half of Americans want it to be legal for gay and lesbian couples in their states. Just over a third are opposed. Public opinion appears to be split. It's an open question how gay rights will play out in next year's campaign. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A federal judge whose ruling striking down Kentucky's ban on gay marriage led to an appeal heard this week in the U.S. Supreme Court died today at his home in Louisville after a long battle with cancer. Judge John Hayburn II was 66. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.